Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
That's right. And as you can hear, Woj is back in the saddle. Happy New Year, sir.
One more time, and I won't say it the rest of the year.
Let's take it away.
Get it out of the system. Happy New Year! Woohoo! 2019. And you know what we say to 2018? Kiss our fat asses.
Speak for yourself with the fat ass. Come on.
I spit on 2018. Good God, bury that year already from a sports standpoint. Locally.
From a lot of standpoints, 2018 was not exactly a good year. Let's be honest if we're talking about America. But yes, here locally, it has been a complete disaster. But you do present an interesting question here.
Okay, what I do?
You get back here, you got a lot of energy. Clearly, you're well rested from the holiday season.
Haven't had gin in a while.
Mm-hmm. If we're going to do this, I want you to make a really good case for why you actually think that 2019 could be better than 2018, sports-wise here in Detroit.
Well, I will say this. The little Valeni crazy Italian kid agreed with me because it can't get worse.
See,
it can't get worse.
I don't want to just be negative bogey. I really don't. But I do not see a scenario where somehow 2019 is better for us sports-wise than 2018. So you're going to have to somehow make the case here.
All right, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. And I'm going to point out a couple of places where I do think this upcoming Detroit sports year can be better. And not just because it can't get worse. Can be better than the one that we just laid to rest.
I can't wait to hear this.
And we're talking about, because obviously the Tigers will be bad again. The Lions were bad. The Red Wings have been bad. The Pistons have been very bad. Michigan blew it at the end. Two blowouts at the end. Michigan State's offense was terrible. I think we have to remove Michigan and Michigan State basketball. That's a given that they're going to be good, and they are good, and they're going to probably do some pretty damn good things in March, right?
I agree.
So,
which they were both very good last year as well.
Correct.
Even though it was a little surprising how far Michigan went.
Okay. Correct. So you can't just say, hi, Bogey, hi, Woj. Michigan State basketball are going to be good. Okay, no. What is going to be better than it was last year?
Yeah.
The only way Michigan could be better is if they actually win the national title. Michigan State certainly could be better in the postseason than last year. And I do think there's a couple of glimmers of hope.
Okay.
All right. Here's why 2019 Detroit sports could be better. Because it can't get worse. No, that's a cheap and easy way out. I've done that already. That's a cheap and easy way out.
We've established on the Bogey and Woj show, you have to think. You have to support things.
You can't
just say stuff. Yeah.
No. I do think the Tigers will be just as bad or worse. I think the Red Wings are still down the long path of rebuild. I think the Pistons are pulling their classic midseason swoon, collapse, awfulness. I do think the Lions have a rebound season in them. They're not. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Not because they're low, but in a 6-10 season, you look at the other 6-10 and 5-11 teams. I think the Lions discovered a few more pieces than your average mediocre or crappy NFL team did. A few more pieces, a rookie running back, a star receiver now, Kenny Golladay, Snacks Harrison, Darius Slay continued to get better. They realized Jim Bob Cooter was no good anymore, or at least no good with Matthew Stafford. Stafford clearly will get turned around with a new OC. Okay.
Whoa. Okay. All right. I was on board for a second there. You went a little too far.
I did go a little bit too far, but it can't get worse with a new OC, right? Right? There's a chance that Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn, these Patriot Way bright guys, will unearth a good offensive coordinator. There's a chance of that. Don't say there's not a chance of that. Otherwise, okay. I'm not going through the year again.
Look,
yes, there is.
I think you're making a case here. And look, we want to throw it out to you out there. Okay, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Will 2019 yield a better sports year here in Detroit than 2018 did? Or will it simply get worse? Okay.
Did you hear that? No, I keep hearing
I don't know. It's very odd what's going on. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I will say, I think it's interesting that you mentioned the Lions. I just don't think that the Lions being a little bit better makes up for every other team that will be bottoming out here in Detroit. And I understand the argument. If the Lions are good, the city will burn down. Everyone will be excited because the Lions
are
number
one. I'm not even saying good. I'm saying better than 6-10.
So 7-9? I mean, come on. That's not as exciting either. I also have zero faith that they're going to have... that they're going to bring in some young, you know, sexy, innovative
again
offensive coordinator.
Word. Oh, my God.
I don't know that the offense can get worse, but I also don't believe that it gets better. I think there is a chance that it can just be exactly the same. And you say these Patriot Way guys, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, they haven't looked that smart in a lot of different capacities, okay? Some of Bob Quinn's decisions have been very poor. Some of Matt Patricia's decisions have been and look very, very poor. So
Quinn's drafts have been pretty good. The acquisition of the Snacks,
some
man,
of them,
very good.
I would agree with that. I mean, so there's been good moves, there's been bad moves.
There's a little bit of hope there.
The thing that I can't, I guess, move past from is, and this is why I say 2019 is actually going to get worse,
is...
the Pistons will continue to basically bottom out.
They will
craters. And eventually, I would assume, Blake Griffin is going to lose his mind. And Tom Gorris is potentially going to do something or force Ed Stefanski to do something even more stupid, like trade away a first-round pick in the future to try and buy a shooter for this team.
No!
I could see that. Absolutely. With the Red Wings, they've literally lost 10 of 11 games heading into the new year. Like, it's only going to get worse. The Tigers are going to be worse somehow than they were last year. And honestly, if you look at 2018...
I tried.
Hold on here. I'll sell you a little hope, okay? 2018 was absolutely brutal, right?
Yes.
But if you look at 2018, we did get, like, some exciting things. Like, you got...
we did.
A new head coach in Matt Patricia. A lot of people thought, okay, you know... 9-7 isn't good enough. Maybe they'll be able to get a new guy. Now, it didn't work out, but there was an exciting new hire, new coach brought in. You can go ahead and look at the Michigan basketball team running to the national championship game, even though they ended up losing. That was magical for us. The month of the Rally Goose before you killed the Rally Goose.
Oh, I loved the Rally Goose.
That wasn't so bad at all. Like, there were some redeemable things. Michigan, despite blowing it at the end like they always do, unfortunately... they had a really fun year. Like, they did have a nice run there. There were some good things. Even the Pistons starting 13-7 to open up 2018, even though they bottomed out since.
How hard was this for you to just go through this list?
But that's a part of my argument why I think 2019 will be worse. Because we actually did have some good, interesting-ish things
this
in 2018.
This is my concern. I do think the Pistons are going to crater further. I thought the Wings were done cratering and were starting. but they still might have some cratering to do yet. I will say this.
Especially after they trade Jimmy Howard at the trade deadline and get some ticks.
There you go. The Lions closed out 2018 in fine fashion with a 31-0 victory over the Packers.
Okay, move on. Yeah. Another point. That one doesn't hit.
And here's the only way the Tigers will be better is if we have not one, but two rally gooses. Let's get one rally goose early in the year to bonk itself into the scoreboard, and then let's grab another one like in August. Two rally gooses.
See, I just think the Tigers, they captured that fan base and the magic of that run with the rally goose, and I don't think we'll get anything remotely close to a month or month and a half like that here in 2019. No, seriously.
You might be right. I mean, outside of Michigan State basketball.
And think about this.
You might be right.
Is it bizarre to say, that the Tigers, despite being worse, will be more interesting in 2019?
No. I mean, yes. I'm sorry. I was the one providing hope. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're just programmed to disagree with me. Sorry.
Lost track of my hope.
No, I just...
Tell me where they're going to be more exciting.
Just because of some of the young players, you'll have to wait and see what pitchers maybe they want to bring up. You want to see Jamer Candelaria have a year in which he battles
Jody
back.
Jody Mercer?
Yeah, no. You want to
the
see...
The new shortstop.
Stop it.
Come
you
on.
Want to see if Nicholas Castellanos is dealt and what young talent they could potentially get in return. Like... Those are things that you can look to, and it has nothing to do with the game, I guess, specifically, but as far as establishing the foundation and setting themselves up for a turnaround, that's something to look for, you know, and pay attention to. We're talking ourselves into this so bad.
My biggest disappointment is that I don't think everything is done cratering. I thought if we just get through 2018, the Tigers will begin the rebound, the Red Wings will, the Pistons... And nope. I sort of the goose, more gooses. Oh,
okay. I think
there's a chance
after the shot
cratering.
Goes off. I think we got to lower the goose.
Yeah,
I think
goose
he's dead at that point.
Right, the goose can't keep
or give us
quacking.
Some squealing or something. And I don't know.
The only one that didn't completely crater, although came close, but could move quick is because of the nature of the NFL is the Lions.
Yeah, and teams can go from, I mean, the Bears, you know, what, last year they were what, were they 5-11?
I think they were, yeah.
And this year they won the division, and honestly, I think they're a dark horse. If they can get through the Eagles, they are a dark horse to get to the Super Bowl. So I understand what you're saying. Plus, cap space in abundance for the Lions. They have 9 or 10 draft picks, if I'm not mistaken. They do have the chance to hire an offensive coordinator. I just don't have faith that they'll be able to do it and do it right. You listen to Matt Patricia talk like, well, you know, playing defense and running the football, you know, that's what it's all about this time of year. I am very concerned that Jim Bob Cooter was like held down and not allowed to take shots down the field, not allowed to do much offensively.
You just said you think the Bears are a sleeper. That's how the Bears play. Run the ball
and yet,
defense.
Matt Nagy's offensive concepts are...
Are brighter, yes.
Certainly. Much better than... I mean, they have he's an offensive coach.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, they run the ball and play defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.